came of America. Looks like another silent night. As we're sung to sleep by philosophies that save the trees but kill the children.
child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christian, fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold, and myrrh, come rich and poor to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone him. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of God.
Tonight we're going to be looking at our text found in Luke chapter 2, verse 30. Luke chapter 2, verse 30. Luke chapter 2, verse 30 says, "For mine eyes have seen thy salvation." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne tonight. Lord, we thank you for the salvation that you've brought to mankind. Lord, we thank you for your great faithfulness. And Lord, for your patience and gentleness and kindness to each and every one of us. Lord, we ask your blessing on your word tonight. We pray, Lord, that you would be glorified. And Lord, it's such an amazing thing to just fathom that you decided to give us eternal life and then to use us for your honor and glory. Be glorified tonight, Lord, and we'll praise and thank you, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. The text tonight, or the title for the message tonight, is simply, "For mine eyes have seen thy salvation." And really, you know, this morning we were talking about what a great gift it would be to present ourselves as a gift before the Lord, but really we're the recipients of the gift of God. We're the ones that are blessed when we seek God to use us for his honor and glory, because it's at that point that we experience a tremendous fellowship with our Creator God and our Savior, and the blessings that we can enjoy with one another as children of God. And so tonight I just want to spend a few moments looking at God's work again toward his children that he wants to bless, especially reminding us of the greatest gift that was ever given to mankind, and that is, of course, eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're going to focus in here on the life of Simeon, and I just want to look at some of his attributes that was given to him, really, that were given to him by the Lord himself, because of his desire to want to honor the Lord and for God to honor himself through his life. We find some attributes, we say, of Simeon, but really that God had given to Simeon. Back up with me to verse 25. And again, we find that Joseph and Mary were coming to bring the Lord Jesus to be brought before Simeon here. In verse 25, we pick up, it says, "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout." So one of the first attributes we see there is that he was a just man and that he was a devout man. He was a committed man to the things of God. And you know, that really ought to be the testimony of every child of God because of the grace of God. May we be just in all of our dealings
through the grace of God. May we be devout in our commitment to our God, to our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And notice what he was doing here in verse 25. It says, "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. The same man was just and devout." Notice, waiting for the consolation of Israel. Notice, "and the Holy Ghost was upon him." I don't think we can emphasize enough of the Holy Spirit that God works through. By the way, you'll find in the beginning of creation, it was the Spirit of God that moved upon the face of the waters, was it not? You'll notice it was the Spirit of God that moved through the Old Testament saints to do great and mighty things for the honor and glory of God. And it is still through the power of the Holy Spirit today that God is honored and glorified through each and every one of his children. And I'm afraid today maybe we don't really know the Holy Spirit as he wants us to know him. Maybe we've kind of neglected the Holy Spirit for one reason or another. Oftentimes I'm afraid to say it's because we've got our own plans and our own things that we need to take care of and we miss out on the Lord. But God says, and he reminds us tonight, that he still holds his arms open wide. And he still says, "If you'll call upon me, I'll answer and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." And so here's this devout man. The Holy Ghost was on him. And then notice we find a revelation by the Holy Spirit, verse 26, "and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost." This is how revelations take place, that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And so he walked in that truth and he lived in that promise. And now here God is getting ready to fulfill it right before his very eyes. And notice as we consider this, he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And then verse 27, "and he came by the Spirit into the temple." We ought to walk into the house of God being led by the Holy Spirit with a great expectation of hearing from him. And so here he's coming into the temple. "And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, 'Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word.'" He says, "You know what? I'm watching. I am seeing the very fulfillment of your promise. All these years I have waited, and I am convinced it was not a drudgery for him. He waited every day with an expectation. Listen, could this be the day that I see my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ?" You know, that is the same truth you and I ought to live by. Could this be the day that I will see the Lord Jesus Christ face to face by the grace of God? One day, amen, that will be fulfilled. And we ought to live every day expecting that day and that promise, because God is faithful, amen. And so as we consider this tonight, he's moved by the Holy Spirit. He's led by the Holy Spirit here. And then look at verse 28. It says, "Then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, 'Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation.'" And so as we consider this, we notice that he's saying, listen, I have seen with my own eyes. Amen. You know, God wants us to see with our own eyes the great grace of God in our lives. Not only in our lives, but using us to share that great grace into the lives of others. You remember how we read this morning how the shepherds began to proclaim abroad what the Lord had revealed unto them, and everybody wondered. That is God's great grace in them being revealed and shed abroad into the lives of other people. And our God still wants to do that today. And so here's this fellowship. Look at verse 31, "which thou hast prepared before the face of all the people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel." Then notice this in verse 33, "and Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him." Now, I want you to see something here just for a moment. Did Mary and Joseph already know who Jesus was? Absolutely, they did. But why were they marveling at what Simeon was saying? Didn't they already know this? Yes, they did. But see, this was what we call, or what the Bible calls, the fellowship of the Spirit. the Holy Spirit inside Simeon, the Holy Spirit inside Joseph, the Holy Spirit inside Mary, and of course, the Holy Spirit in our great Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. This Holy Spirit was giving them a revelation that was setting their hearts on fire. Hold your place right here. Of course, maybe you're not even being able to go to turn to the scriptures, but let me show you something here in the book of Philippians. I'll hold my place right here, and I'll go over to the book of Philippians chapter 2, and I would encourage you, when you get the opportunity, with this thought in mind, go through this verse or this chapter, and notice what it says in verse 1, Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, do you think there was consolation that night in Christ, in the heart of Mary, in the heart of Joseph, in the heart of Simeon? Amen. If there therefore be any consolation in Christ, any comfort of love, listen, if any fellowship of the Spirit, that's what God is talking about. Listen, there's more than just a, and when I say this, please don't misunderstand me, more than just getting a sermon when we come to church. There is more than just getting a doctrine when we open up the Word of God. There is a fellowship of the Spirit that only God can provide and wants to provide if we'll be open to it and if we'll seek Him in that. And so here he is, he's saying, listen, any bowels of mercy, he says, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Do you see the fellowship of the Spirit? Of one mind, of one accord. How can God's people do that if not through the Spirit of Christ, not through the Spirit of the Holy Spirit? Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem better than themselves. How can we do that by ourselves? We can't. It must be done by the Spirit of God. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Maybe Mary and Joseph were listening and hearing the promise that Simeon was recounting that God had given to him, and they're realizing, oh my goodness, look at the great promises being fulfilled in Simeon's life that he's been waiting for all this time. And he says, now let thy servant depart in peace. I've seen the salvation of God. I've seen it for myself. And they're hearing this and they're saying, my goodness, look what God has done with us. I mean, he used Mary to bring the Lord forth into the world, and he allowed Joseph to understand what was being done through Mary, and because of their willingness to submit. Listen, you think they received some ridicule? Do you think they received some reproach? But listen, they had rather to esteem the reproaches of man as a light thing for the blessings of God, and they received the greatest promises and the greatest joy that the world has no understanding of. God wants you and I to have that same fellowship in the Spirit. Again, I would encourage you to, when you get an opportunity, go back to the book of Philippians and consider chapter 2 and be reminded of the fellowship that God has given to you and I because of the grace of God. Again, verse 33 says, and Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. They were marveling as he was recounting the promise that God had given to him long ago. And then lastly, we look at verse 34 and 35. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against, yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also. He's looking at Mary. He's looking at Joseph. Why? Because he knew that he was going to the cross. He knew that there was going to be a cup that he must drink of. Listen, there's a cup as well that you and I must partake of if we are to enter into that relationship after salvation that God wants us to walk in. And that is a cup of trusting the Lord and saying, Lord, I know that everything that you do works together for my good. Lord, help me to see you and everything that you bring into my life. Help me to allow you to break the outer man, that this Spirit of God with my spirit might come forth and might do great and mighty things for your honor and glory, that will be hindered and will not be able to be manifested if I hinder your way. Lord, may I be brought to this understanding and this truth that you want to do in my life, this work of breaking the old man, of denying self. Isn't that what he said? If we're going to be his disciples, we just think we deny ourselves. But every time we get upset, every time we get angry, we don't see it as the hand of God. We're not giving thanks to God in all things. We're not welcoming him into our lives. We're stiff-arming. And in fact, we maybe even say, God, why this? Can't you give me something better than this? And he would say, I'm giving you my best. I'm giving you my best. Verse 34, and Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary, his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts, listen, may be revealed. May God reveal himself in your life and mine, as a child of God, that we might see the salvation of God, amen, the Holy Spirit going forth as we proclaim the truth that will cause people by the power of God to stop and consider our great God and to see and consider their great need of God's salvation. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne. And Lord, we know this is the time that we celebrate your birth and you coming into this world to be the sacrifice to pay for all of our sins. And Lord, you've not only given to us salvation, but a life, a new life in Christ. And Lord, sometimes we look at it and we know that you see it as a wonderful thing for us to present ourselves before you as a living sacrifice. And yet, Lord, in truth, in doing so, we are the recipients of the greatest gift, and that is the fellowship of your Holy Spirit to guide our hearts and minds into the truth and to see things as you do, not as the world or not as the old man does, but in the new life, Lord, that you've given to us. May you bless us, Lord, and guide us to seek you in such a way to where we can see, Lord, everything that you're doing in our lives, to break down the old man, that the new man might come forth with your life, changing our life and the lives of those around us. May you be honored and glorified. May our lives be blessed as we submit this year and present ourselves before you a living sacrifice. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.